The best of speed jokes now. What was the joke of the week? Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Here's joke of the week number one.
In this scene, Dave Ennett will portray a boss, and John Williams will star as an employee.
You're late for work again. What happened?
Yep, sorry about that. Traffic was exactly the same as it's been for the last 5 years, and I wasn't expecting that. That's called the Steve Cochran joke, for those of you who follow local radio. For no sorry, Steve, but you earned that one. He may be chuckling somewhere. I saw him the other day, and he's doing fine. Here's joke of the week number two. For no apparent reason, we have some Star Wars jokes today. Dave, there's a website dedicated to releasing information about Star Wars.
What's it called?
WookieLeaks. Joke of the week number three.
John, why did Darth Vader go to the dermatologist?
Star Wars. I like that one. All right, here's number four. Hey, Dave, my son Luke loves telling people he's named after a character from my favorite movie, Star Wars.
What's your daughter say?
Chewbacca? Not too much. Speed jokes, always sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number five. Hey, Dave, last night I grilled some Wookiee steaks.
How were they?
A little chewy. Okay, we're done with those, but maybe not forever. Here's joke of the week number six. Hey, Dave, I think Kohl's is having an exhibitionist sale.
Why do you say that?
Well, it says here, all pants half off. How have we not heard that one before? Here's number seven. Hey, Dave, why is it the dung beetle elections really don't matter that much?
I think because they turn out to be nothing more than popularity contests.
I just like the idea of dung beetles voting in dung beetle elections. Here's number eight. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Dung beetle walks into a bar. Bartender says, hey, pull up a stool. Sorry. Here's joke of the week number nine. I think it would make sense if the Discovery Channel was on a different channel every day. How about you? Kind of a fun thought there. Here's number 10. Hey, guess who I ran into while going to my optometrist?
Who?
I have no idea. Get it? It's a speed joke. Here's joke of the week number 11.
The following is a smarty pants joke and maybe unsuitable for some listeners.
A bear is in the water yelling to another bear on the shore. And the bear in the water yells,
help me, I'm dissolving.
And the other bear says,
that's silly, bears are insoluble.
And then the bear in the water yells,
easy for you to say, you're not polar.
We've had a couple of days to think about that one. Still no idea.
Not even sure
if that is a joke, but nope. I'll bet there's a chemist out there somewhere going, thank you. Thank you. If not, we're completely lost. Here's joke of the week number 12.
Dave, we all know how much you like dung beetle jokes.
I think we all know I don't.
I have some dung beetle cover band CDs here for you, Dave.
I don't want them, John.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Have you heard their version? Hey, Dave, have you heard their version of Kansas Dung in the Wind or Don McLean's American Cow Pie?
This isn't going to be a new bit, is it?
Here, listen to this, Dave. I got Captain and Tennille's Dung Will Keep Us Together. And Dave, have you heard Paul McCartney's Band with the Run?
Band with the Runs. Okay, here's joke of the week number 13.
My therapist told me I have difficulty picking up on social cues. I think she's hitting on me.
And our final joke is this.
Here's how you can tell when you're grown up. You groan whenever you get up, which reminds me of the one we told last year. You know you're getting old when you have downstairs ibuprofen and upstairs ibuprofen.
It's a double feature. All right, now we got to figure out which of those we like the best. Steve Alexander, where are you going to go this week?
Star Wars.
I know. It's just a lovely little thing. Andy Mazur says,
I liked WookieLeaks.
WookieLeaks, just before that. Bobby K.
Dung beetle cover bands.
not
so much popularity contest, but
beetle
entry.
I'm going to go with Star Wars. Producer Pete, where are you today?
I like optometrist.
Optometrist. Guess who I ran into today? I have no idea.